And then she has a guy sitting right next to her.
Crazy. And it's your best friend.
Whoa. And she's giving him roadhead.
Yo, for real,
imagine you're driving next to a car. I hate that. And then you see a head, whatever, giving head.
You're like, yeah, and get it, my boy.
Yeah, get it, my boy.
It's your ex. Yo. Dice que quiere matar las ganas, que no quería enamorarse. Par de vueltas por la city. The Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to
take your time.
Before we get to this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon
and our new YouTube channel.
B3. What the fuck?
You're actually fucking that's pissing me off.
That's crazy. That was you, bruv.
3, 2, 1.
B3. I said it.
No, yeah. Well, shut the fuck up.
I didn't know you guys were going to be matching today.
That's what I said earlier, yeah. Bro. And I asked for another shirt, and this guy gave me another white shirt.
3 blind mice. See how they run.
Huh?
What? That's some white people shit.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And then she was just there. We thought she had a boyfriend, but she didn't. And then she walked to she came to see.
Listen, long story short, I thought she wanted me. She ended up fucking mad. Done deal.
Damn. Oh my god.
But to be honest, she was looking at Sergio. I saw her looking at Sergio multiple times.
Yeah, me too.
But I think we all saw that. That's the only reason why I thought there was anything.
We all she agreed. Used the.
You guys know any nursery rhymes?
Nursery rhymes? Like fucking rhymes?
I literally said the word and you decided to take it and say it in a completely different way.
I heard rhymes.
Nursery rhymes.
Rhymes.
Yeah.
No, what's that?
Mama Llama.
What?
You don't know that? Mama Llama, red pajama.
Oh, that might be. Yeah. Wait, isn't like a nursery rhyme like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama Llama, red pajama, I'ma suck that. I'm sorry.
What? I wanna know the rest. I wanna know what you're gonna say, bro.
Nothing. Anyways.
But yeah, a lot of rappers rap on it.
On nursery rhymes?
Yeah.
Do you guys know how dark and sadistic the Ring Around the Rosy one is? The Ring Around the Rosy.
No.
No, what? Nope.
Really?
No idea. What is that?
No.
So we've all had the pandemic plague. That brings us to the old nursery rhyme we sang as kids, Ring Around the Rosy. So it says, usually it's sung by younger children while they stand in a circle holding hands, and then true to their words, they all fall down to the ground. So the real meaning is that the nursery rhyme was about the Black Death that swept England in the 14th century. The rosies were the red marks of the bubonic plague, while the posies were the flowers plague doctors used to lessen the stench of death all around.
That's
crazy. So the ring around the rosies would be like the rosies that you would get like on the cheeks and whatnot. No. And then pocket full of posies of the flowers that they would do to like limit how bad people would smell after dying from it. And then when they say ashes, ashes, we all fall down. It's because obviously they would burn them, whoever got the sickness. So imagine you have a bunch of kids in the playground singing ring around the rosy.
That's crazy. That's
is it
sick.
White people shit?
I think it must be.
Bro, England.
10%. Oh.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how good would you guys rate your reading?
10.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm so happy you're the first one who answered, Carl.
I'm dyslexic, so.
Because today you're going to be reading Wacky Wednesday by Dr. Seuss.
Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, but there's a twist. There's a twist.
What's the twist?
But I'm going to need you to close your eyes.
Okay. Hikey. So hikey. Just the fact that I can't see makes it so much scarier.
Oh,
bro.
For real, does it? Yes. Yes.
Can I open your eyes?
What the fuck, bro?
That's crazy.
Yo, first of all,
that is crazy, what is it? Bro.
Yo, I think it's a buzzer, but like a...
Huh?
Like, you know the dogs? The dog.
What the fuck?
Yo, first of all.
Yo, I did. Yo.
That
yo.
Is crazy.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
Okay. That's crazy, bro.
Yo, pause. Yo.
So that's
yo,
crazy.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So I had the Wacky Wednesday storybook for you to read.
Yeah.
And this is to practice English. So every time you fuck up your words, you're going to get zapped.
Damn.
What
Yo, Matt, you ain't nothing good. Bro. Matt,
you fucked. I'm chilling, bro.
Matt is.
You mean chilling, bro?
Man, I'm chilling.
Matt is.
I'm chilling. You said 10 out of 10, bro.
I want to know why it takes so long.
Does it work?
Ah, it does work, bro.
I want to know why it takes so long for you to put on, bro.
Because it has different. I didn't put it like too tight.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Wait, I'm going to put. I'm gonna put control in.
No, why? Why? No. So
is that one is to buzz it?
That one.
I just have to hold it the whole time.
Okay, can I zoom?
Sure.
Okay. It all began with two. What the fuck?
It's a good start.
It all began with that shoe on the wall. A shoe on the wall shouldn't be there at all. I looked out the window and said, gee, more things wacky.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, wait. This is it. I genuinely feel bad right now.
More things were wacky. Yeah, I saw a tree. And I
Okay, do we have like a three strike rule?
Okay.
He's already out.
Yeah, he's out right now.
Okay, we'll do five strikes at three.
Five, I bet.
I went down the hall and said, hey. Three more things.
Yo, calm, bro. It's three.
It's because I'm French, bro. I can't be. In the bathroom or more. In the bathroom four. I began to dress. Then I said, wow, four more things were wacky now. I looked in the kitchen. I said, be wacky. Five more things are...
I was good.
No.
Yeah, he said
he fucked up. Was that his fifth strike?
Yeah, that was his fifth strike. Hey, you good? You don't have to go through.
So
this
wait,
anymore,
where did you stop at? Pass the call to Micho and Micho finish the story.
Yes, please. Yeah, give me that shit.
Ow, yo, motherfucking damn,
yeah, you got a thick neck.
Yo, Carl, I swear to Black Jesus, bro. I swear to Black baby.
The fact that Carl has the remote is so bad.
I know, bro.
I never trust him.
I was late for school. Yo,
first of all, bro.
I'm just checking. Oh, okay, yeah.
So it goes from left to right.
Up, bro.
No. It was. It went all the way down.
Yo, shut up, bro. I'm trying to read.
Yeah, it went down.
He just told you to shut up.
Yo, Cal. Shut who up?
Shut your ass up.
Okay.
Yo.
Okay.
This is so fucking uncomfortable, bro.
Yes. Read. Faster.
Yo, on top of that, I don't know how high it goes up to, but
oh my god, Carl. It goes high. God.
How much is it at now?
It's at I have to press to see. Sorry. 36.
It's at 36?
Yeah.
I think it was all the way to 100.
I was late for school. I started along.
Louder.
Yo,
bro, I can't hear.
Oh my god.
Read.
I hate this nigga so bad. Oh my god. Fucking shit. And I saw that six more things.
Saw what?
Wrong. Yo, Carl, I'm gonna fight with you, bro. I'm about to fight with you. Oh my god.
That's crazy.
Okay, no, for real.
And then saw seven more. And the sudden.
That was three.
Ah! Fuck. Sutherland sisters, they looked wacky too. I ran into school. I yelled, Miss Bass, look, nine things are wacky right here in your class. I went out for.
Zappity zoop!
That one didn't do anything. I think you pressed the rest button.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Oh, fuck.
Why would you say that? Oh my days, bro.
I got you.
My honesty got the best of me, bro.
Oh my god.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yo, that's four. Ow.
I forgot to take my finger off.
Fuck you, bro.
Fuck who?
Chill. I think you pressed. You definitely pressed the right thing.
I did, eh? You felt something?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it like that.
That's I think that's five strikes.
Yeah, that's five strikes.
Five strikes?
Yo, yeah, put it back. Put it back. Yeah.
Back, bro. Yo, let me get that button real quick, bro.
We're both going to try it at the same time. Because what's better than one collar is two collars. me and Matt are gonna play a game of rock, paper, scissors.
It was, bro, first of all.
It's not true.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
Right? That's the vibration one.
Yeah, that's the vibration mode.
Yo,
but I don't think you clicked the vibration mode.
No, you didn't click. Yo, no. That shit fucked me up, bro.
That's the zapper.
That's the zapper. The zapper goes up. The vibration.
What'd you click on, bro? That vibration. Fucked me up, bro.
That was vibration. See, that's why I'm saying the vibration is fucked still, bro. Like it's very, very. How is it? How you say this?
Disturbing? Did you put it like higher?
Disturbing.
Because The way you guys were doing it, it was fun, and now you just fucked me up.
The way I was, I did it to him on 36. Yours was on 33.
Pussy.
Do it again.
No, that's see, that's how I say the vibration is still fucked up. There's a different mode, which is the
What is this one?
That's the zap mode.
That's the zap mode.
That's fucked, bro. Yo, me too. Okay, yo. Okay. Oh my days. That is not the same shit. Relax, bro.
Okay, so vibration.
Oh, what the fuck? Do the zap mode on this thing.
No, I know the zap mode, bro. I tried this shit on myself.
Hey, yo, that's.
Wow.
Sir, Joe.
It was working. You were fucking tripping on the vibration, bro. I could take this all day.
Bro, pause. No. Wow.
This is not that bad.
Okay, do
this is bad.
I don't want to do this app. Okay, wait, hold on.
Why are they controlling the thing?
Yo, first off, once you guys do the right mode, then come and talk to me.
You did the right mode.
Is this bad for you?
Yo, it's fucking
yo, yo, on God, that was five.
Yo, it goes up.
I'm just showing you how high it goes up to, bro. This shit goes up to 100.
No, that's crazy. Don't do it. I'm actually dead ass scared, bro.
No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna put it to myself. I am concha tu madre.
Slut to the Latinos.
Oh, that's not fun.
It's concha tu madre.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn, Sergio.
Ayya, mama. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, Matt.
Oh, my God. You want to try, bro?
No, he's going to put 100, bro.
Let me see some.
Okay, what's the rules? When we finish, bro?
Wait, no, I was about to say, should we go up by 2 every round?
No.
Yes.
No, what the fuck is wrong with this guy, bro? Shut. You're going to do it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
you are.
You're doing it. So say yes. Yeah, say yes, because you're going to do it.
Okay, what we'll do is this. We'll go up 3 times. Round 1 is 5, round 2 is 10, round 1 3 is 15.
You're fucked. I'm not. Yo.
No.
Let's do that.
Yes, bro.
I'll do it. The first option. We go up 2.
Five. No. If we do,
seven,
if we go
nine,
by
and 11.
No, if we go by 2, it's 5 rounds.
Bro, are y'all crazy?
That goes back to the same thing.
Why do y'all like pain so much?
I don't like it. It's him.
Yeah,
no, listen, bro. Yo, trust. 3 rounds. 5, 10, and 15, and that's it. Bro, it goes up
to
100.
Carl, I don't know why you hype. We doing it too, but...
We're not doing it.
You are doing it 1,000%.
Okay, look. Why are you excited?
I'm not excited. We're not doing it. Me too.
First round is 5.
Okay, go.
First round is 5.
3 times, right?
Okay.
Yeah, 3 times and we're done.
Okay.
Ready? Let's get it over with. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn.
Motherfucker.
You chose the worst person to do rock, paper, scissors. Okay. This motherfucker don't lose at this.
No, I'm... Yo... Yo, check the right shit, bro. This guy's sadistic, bro.
10?
Oh, I'm not excited.
By 5? Why are you going up by 5?
Because round 3 is 15.
This thing is retarded.
Let's get it over with. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes. Fuck! What up, Spitzo? What the fuck?
I owe you
You don't owe me 2.
Huh? Fuck no.
You fucked up.
No. I owe Matt some food.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Yo, sir,
just do it.
Yo, why I have yo? Oh my God, I hate this shit.
To go lower and higher.
Okay. And what's this up?
Wait, who's 2?
Yo.
Nudging.
Wait, that means Carl. Carl, you're 1, right?
No.
Just to make sure. Okay, so we're starting off at 5.
Yo, bro, my fucking ear, bro. It went up my ear, bro. I swear to black Jesus.
And what's about to
Oh, my
page. No, this one is for the zapper.
Okay, okay. No.
Rock, paper, scissors,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I shoot.
Yo, wait. Let's,
yo,
let's,
shut your ass up, bro. Play it, bro. Why okay. you, hey, you must
I do it, yeah. bro.
Okay, wait. on shoot?
On shoot,
bro. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, yeah. So
what are you putting?
Yo, shit.
Carl what are you putting? Carl is shaking right now.
Rock, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Bitch, so. Yo, you're fucked up, bro. You're fucked up, too. All right,
10.
We're going up to 10.
That okay. was 5?
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
That was 5?
Put scissors. Let me see something.
All right.
Huh? Put scissors.
I got you.
Now. Put scissors.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
So
fuck
one
you,
again.
Bro! I just put scissors.
That was 10.
Yeah.
That was the 15 for both.
Last one.
Let me think of something. Okay.
Let me tell you something.
So you had rock, and then you got scissors. Okay, I know what you're going for now.
Maybe zap it. Maybe it's gonna.
No, wait.
So close.
I know what he's going for now. Come
all right.
on.
All right.
Come on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh my god. Oh, that felt good.
That's crazy.
What
stuff.
The fuck is that?
That's a clean sweep.
Oh
bro.
My god.
Okay, I don't owe you shit.
I had to do it, bro. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck. Yo, that zapping bullshit, bro.
Yeah, actually, I want to know what I want to do it on my arm.
So okay, I know for a fact that, like...
Hold on. Oh, shit, I'm scared. Just do it. Ah, la concha de tu madre, bro.
Just said, la put concha
it.
De tu...
Huh? Put it.
Why?
Just do it. Just put it on your arm.
Who said I wanted to?
Just put it.
Hold it. Go.
Ah!
Yo.
What do you want?
Put it.
Oh...
No, not you.
Why?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yo, bro, what the fuck is that?
No, it's not. Ah! Just kidding.
Oh. What the fuck?
Yo, you're putting both arms.
Yeah, for real.
You're putting
why?
Both arms.
Put
both
why?
Arms.
Why?
Why?
Both arms!
No, I'm not
now.
Bro, why the fuck would I do that? Okay?
I can't zap both at the same time anyway.
Oh, yeah, true.
You'll zap it okay, on both
arms. Wait. Hold it down. Is it on him?
Huh?
Is it on him?
Okay, wait. Okay. Okay, wait.
Ready?
Yo, bro, it's so fucking weird, bro.
What the fuck?
Should we go to 100?
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
That was 30, by the way.
Yeah. You are, first of all, you're insane. You're insane for that, bro.
But I'm not saying I liked it. Relax.
But you still didn't
shut
talk.
Up. Shut up.
Can you
bro.
Imagine? It for sure has to be someone's sexual fetish.
For sure. Well,
to fuck with a dog sure. collar on.
100%.
Okay, question for y'all. What would be the first thing that you guys do if you guys were a girl for a day?
Yo, what are you about to say, bro?
I am not.
That's exactly it.
Okay, Balo. Exactly I know what you would nah. do.
That's exactly what Carl would do. That's exactly what Carl would do.
Nah. Yeah.
That's exactly what you would do.
Nah.
First thing you would do. I'm grabbing my tits.
Oh, yeah. What if you have no tits?
Itty bitty titty committee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love them.
I love them too. It's one of two things. I'm either playing with my tit or playing with my clit.
Facts. That second one, I low-key want to know how it feels.
I want to know how it feels to bust.
To come as a
girl? As a girl.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that shit looks way too...
He broke the mic. He broke the freaking mic.
No, it's good. It's good? Yeah.
I go on a date and eat for free.
Oh
my god,
that's crazy.
That was good.
Yeah. That was really good.
I would get drinks for the free at the bar.
Yeah, I was about to say I'd go out just to see like what is it, what does it feel.
Would you dress like super sexy?
Yeah,
like slutty.
Slutty as hell, bro.
Yeah,
but
oh my god,
if you're not I can't say that though.
I'd be like a nerdy slut.
What?
You know, like a mini skirt.
Mm.
Like a little
like anti type shit
pretty much.
Yeah,
of course. Me too, of course. First of all,
Michu's first thing that he would do as a girl is go to Comic-Con, bro.
Oh my god, bro. Comic-Con as a girl, bro, is just OP. You could get everything.
But first thing, let's say you wake up. You wake up as a girl. What's the first thing you do?
How do you call that?
Masturbating?
What? Yes. I'm going in the shower and I'm using the jet on my clit.
Wow.
The shower head?
Shower head. Woo, see what's up. See what's the hype.
But I get what you mean. Like, what's the feeling of the clit? Like, why is it so sensitive?
Sensitive.
Yeah, sensitive.
They have, like, I think double or triple the amount of, like, nerves on their clit that we have in, like, the tip of a dick.
No.
Yeah.
Fun fact, did you know that? Never mind.
Now you have to say it.
Yeah.
Well, we all want to know.
Do you know that actually technically before the gender is selected, like your private parts either turns into a penis or a clit?
Yeah. Mm.
So technically when you're playing with a girl, it's technically a could have been penis.
If I'm actually not mistaken, everyone is born with the penis or the opposite.
Yeah.
And then it turns into
and nipples.
One. Yeah. Well, nipples. Mm-hmm.
Like nipples are made before the gender is selected.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So I was a girl?
I don't know which one is first. There's one. I think it's guys first, and then it comes in as a clit, you know, or the opposite.
Yo, shout out to Ciara for that song.
For what song?
If I was a boy. You don't know that song? Stop.
Wasn't it? Bro. You search Ciara?
I don't know if it's Ciara. Though.
It's Beyonce.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's Beyonce. Oh,
it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
You said Ciara and I was like,
what the fuck?
No.
This.
Females.
Females first?
Everyone is a female first and then become a man.
Wow. Would you look at that?
Wow.
So insane. That's so interesting.
Are you circumcised?
No.
Are you circumcised?
No.
You?
I am.
I'm not. But he gave me some piece of information the other day. For those of you who don't know, as men, you know you guys have like that little part that connects?
Yeah.
The two pieces? He says that sometimes it fucking rips off.
Yeah.
And then you bleed.
I told you.
Yeah. I know you told me, but I didn't know it's common fucking knowledge.
No, it never happened to me, but
happened to me. But I feel like it's like more for people who are circumcised.
Well, when you're circumcised, it's gone.
No, they take it off. It's more like you guys because you used to have
That's
it.
What I'm I don't saying. Have they take slip. It off. He told me that they take it off, bro.
I don't have the little thing that holds on there.
Yeah, they cut it.
You know the skin that goes on top?
Yeah.
You have the
cable. Yeah.
Yeah, the cable. I don't have
the cable. Yeah, but you have a hood.
Me, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Full turn. But you know when it goes down the cable, if that shit slits now, it starts bleeding. That's more for you guys. I don't have that cable.
You don't die?
No.
Bro, I slit that shit once, and I thought I was losing all my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never happened.
It happened to
me.
Yes, it does. You did tell me, bro.
Did it?
Yeah.
I remember.
Well, obviously, I wasn't there, but you did tell me that.
I don't know, bro. How you know that?
How does you know that?
I mean, you told me once that you were bleeding like crazy, so maybe it was probably that.
I don't think it was me, bro. Because that little slit, whatever, that cable that connects, like,
yeah.
I heard people say that it happened to them, but to me, it never happened.
But I have no, I have none.
Mm. But it happened to me that I, like, the skin, like, cut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the skin.
Yeah. Wait, were you fucking your blade?
The hood? The hood?
The hood?
Yeah, the hood that it cut on the side.
But like on the exterior or on the interior?
The hood?
What kind of pussy she had, bro? Some fucking X-Men shit? Had to be Wolverine?
Yo, I don't know. Yo, that shit was fucking dry. And it was her fault too, bro. Because she was like,
it's her fault that she's dry, Mitch.
No, it's not her fault that she... It's not her fault. It's that she rushed through. Like, we didn't do anything previous
before,
to that.
Yeah.
And then she just, like, she literally just, like, pulled out my dick and jumped on it. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And that shit hurt so bad. And I was like, bro. And then I stopped right there and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And
but also, that's another thing that you guys have that I don't. If it's not, like, wet enough, it's going to hurt you guys. Me, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't do anything.
I mean, it's wet enough.
Facts.
Sorry.
No, but if it's not, I'm just saying. Me, it wouldn't do anything because it's not gonna dry out the hood because I have no hood.
Yeah, that shit happened.
Oh
my god, that was. I shouldn't have went there, bro. Now I can't get that shit out of my head.
A dry.
Are you gonna circumcise your kids or not?
No.
Mm-mm. I want them to feel.
Yeah. Fuck you, nigga. Whoa.
That's not what I mean.
That's crazy.
It's because the myth is that obviously you lose sensation when you no longer have the hood.
Yeah.
So I want them to get the full experience with the girl.
Yeah. In Haiti, there's also like a myth that like you have a bigger dick if you don't get circumcised.
have a bigger dick if you.
Yeah, because it like it apparently lets it like grow more.
But apparently it's true though. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, because it's like it's in its cocoon, it grows like into the skin.
Yeah. Oh.
But so, I suppose like if you have nothing, then like it doesn't know like how comfortably it can grow.
That's why. Mm.
That's why your shit bends upwards, bro. That's just looking for a hoodie, bro.
It's cold out here, yo. It's cold out here, bro.
I can't believe the girl just skipped through it. She just said
She just skipped through the whole thing. And you know what's crazy is that
foreplay is the best part.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And Shorty just said, fuck it, bro. And I think I even like did the cue, and then one of you guys saved me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
One of you guys like...
You just gave away a secret.
Shit.
Also, fuck!
That's crazy.
You just gave away a secret.
Bro, I feel like it's common knowledge.
It's not, girls. Bro. We do it too slick, bro.
I think he was saying like most men do this shit.
Most men and girls, actually.
Yeah, actually, girls.
They have, girls like, all they the have time. Their like signal where like they...
It's like
one of their friends are going to save them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone has.
Should we say what kind? No, we
can't. I'm not saying what kind of signals we have. I'm not saying the signal, but I'll just say, bro.
We can say the one that's universal. Everyone uses this one.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
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 You gotta go to the bathroom? Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Four guys gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, together.
Or there's the, so when's your Uber coming?
That's crazy. But the bathroom thing is so universal that I think me and you got called out once for this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it happened multiple times. Yeah. Yeah, and we're like, oh, yeah, we'll go to the bathroom. And the girl goes, you can just tell me I'm boring.
And then, you know what I said? I said, what? We can't go to the bathroom together? You guys can, but we can't? It was funny as shit.
But she was kind of right still.
It's like no, yes. Yes.
Oh my god.
Would you guys rather only be able to do foreplay or only be able to have sex?
Only able to have sex.
That's tough.
Really?
Do you want kids? Do you want to bust inside? Do you want all this, bro?
Sex too.
Okay, but let's say you could still have kids. Let's say you like bust in a cup and then like inject it in her.
So we can't
love foreplay.
You can't fuck. So it's either you could only fuck. Or you can only do foreplay.
Is there a head in foreplay?
Yeah.
Foreplay.
What do you think foreplay is?
I don't know, bro. I think he plays... What?
What's foreplay is?
What did you think foreplay was?
No,
him.
Yeah.
What do you think foreplay is? Playing Scrabble?
I mean, until we get a sexy word and we get at it. You know what I'm saying?
I got the itch.
I would hate to play Scrabble with Carl, bro.
Why?
It'll be like head, sex... Anal.
I thought he was gonna say.
Yo, what's wrong with
something
this
like
guy?
Peg?
No, what the fuck, bro?
No.
Fine line of weirdness, bro. What the fuck is going on?
How you brought out the game?
Yeah, and I was talking Norman.
First off,
peg murder.
Hold on,
and then whatever this guy's saying.
Excuse me. No hood.
Hoodman.
Fuck, bro.
That's crazy.
Okay, but write that shit down, though.
That's a good game, bro. Mm-hmm. That's actually. But now we have to buy Scrabble.
Hold on, I actually never went through this list, but my boy sent me a list, and it's called.
To play together, with you, or I'm confused.
No, we have to buy Scrabble to play the game.
We
have to buy Scrabble.
You said do we
exactly.
Say you have to buy it because you're gonna play with some we.
Because bro, we're buying it for the whole. Place, you know.
What the fuck?
A friend of mine actually made a list. So instead of it being called like the like revelations, he called it the resolations. Right. So basically, it's like more or less the best way to flirt with a girl. So we could go through the list and say what we think. Right. So the best way to flirt with girls is to go and have a good time. Okay. Basically, like if you go with the intent of wanting to have sex, you're most likely going to come across as a creep.
Fair.
Right. 100%. Which is true. Hmm. Break the ice by introducing a friend. That's actually not bad.
I understand.
By introducing a friend.
Yeah.
I breaking mean,
if
the ice
two,
by like
she's alone.
Like let's say if I go up to you, I introduce Carl.
Like if you come up to a girl, not me, and like you introduce Carl, yeah.
But I want you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As an icebreaker, yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
But I think in the proper way it can be done.
Yeah.
It could be made in a way where it's like
okay, so
yeah,
we've,
bro.
No, we've done that. So, for example, like, when we go out as a group, and we're talking to someone, And you're talking to... Yo, shut up,
bro. No, but I'm just... If you're going to put, like, some proof thing...
No.
I was like, what is he going to say?
What's your words, like, my man?
When we go out as a group, and then, let's say, like, you're talking to a girl, whatever, and you're like, oh, yo, this is my boy, and then we introduce, like,
each other. Like, it's a good way to, like, break the ice.
Okay.
Like, you'd be like, hey, nice to meet you. This is my boy, Michu. This is my friend, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, in that kind of circumstance, I guess
it
would be best.
No, you're rizzing in it. Yeah, that's my boy. She's like...
Hey, I really find you good looking, but you know who finds you better looking? My friend, me.
Have you guys seen, was it in Friends or whatever? It's like a guy, he comes in, he's like, here's my boy, Michu.
How I Met Your Mother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny.
That's a good show.
It is.
So it says, always divert rejection with humor.
Rejection?
That's fair.
You do that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair. Why?
You do that too.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you do that a lot. No, actually, him. He does that a lot. If a girl says something that's like passive-aggressive rejection, you're going to answer with something passive-aggressive.
Like if she rejects me.
Type of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I use acceptance. All right.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm like, all right, damn.
I use acceptance. Right. I'm like, okay, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's it. Can you guys think of a situation that you guys got rejected?
But that's the thing. I know what you mean, and it would be my type to do it, but I can't. It sounds so pretentious, bro. But because I'm not typically the one that goes up to girls, it doesn't happen where I can remember a circumstance where I got rejected.
Exactly.
Well, fair enough. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Actually, no. There is a time that I could talk about that I got rejected. I got rejected in Portugal, in Lisbon.
The blondie?
The short blondie.
Oh, yes. In the streets, bro.
In the streets?
Yeah, in the streets. When the three girls.
Okay, it wasn't like in a back alley. It was
No, we went out, whatever, and then there was those three girls, and one of them was bad as fuck. And then, like, Sergio was trying to, you know.
But we were vibing the whole time. We vibed the whole time up until I asked her for Instagram. I asked it once. I'm like, oh, maybe she didn't hear me. And then I asked her a second time, but she didn't even, like, pretend.
Oh, yes. The English girls.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Just say more information.
Give
their
social insurance number at the same time, bro.
Oh, my God.
Government name and shit, bro.
I would say that was probably like the last time it happened.
Fuck.
But yeah. She never brought it up. Like the minute that, like, if a guy asks, like, if you have a boyfriend, you could just be, like, what's your Instagram? You could just be like, oh, like, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But never once did that ever come up until we blatantly asked.
But yeah. was she acting like.
Yes.
Yo, she was vibing. Yeah, she was vibing.
Yeah. I swear to God,
we didn't know she had a boyfriend.
Bro, I wouldn't ask.
At that point, you already cheated, bro.
But I wouldn't ask for a girl's Instagram if we weren't vibing.
But I'm saying, like, flirty.
But it's just vibing, like
giving you eyes.
The eyes, 100%.
You know, a bit touchy. You know, the hand on the arm, or like, you know, oh my God,
enough
you're so
for
funny,
him to ask
the
Instagram,
bro. Enough for me to be like, okay.
Okay.
Let me grab your IG. Because you know me, I'm not going to go to that extent if I feel like there's nothing there. If to me, like, we're just going to be buddy-buddy, I'm not going to ask you for your Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
So then I ended up just going and be like...
Yeah, Matt was cheesy. We were losing so much time.
Bro, so much time. Like, an hour or whatever with them. And then I'm like, the vibe is, yo, who has a boyfriend here? And both of the girls goes, she does. I'm like, oh, you have a boyfriend? Yeah, no. I'm like, cool. Well, you guys have a good night. And then the fuck, bro.
But I get it. Yeah. Okay, I'd be annoyed too, bro.
Okay, so can you think of a time you got rejected and you, like, the way you reacted?
Face to face? I don't think it happened.
My bad.
Well, I mean, no. Okay, no. Face to face, like, I think the worst I've gotten was, like, twice. So one time it was just because she had a boyfriend. So then I was like, I was kind of hinting. I was like, you can, like, come over, blah, blah, et cetera. And then she was like, oh, no, okay, I have a boyfriend. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fine. I understand. And I just left.
Okay.
Then the second time she was married.
Damn, you went from in a relationship to married.
What about you?
I'm a real ass nigga. I can't think of any because I he said, I don't go and I'm scared of rejection. So, like.
Fair enough.
I really avoid trying to get rejected.
The one that I can think of was not like on like right away. It's like we actually went out, like type of date, whatever. And then she kind of blankly told me like, yeah, nah, you're not like my type. And I was like,
Shorty got a free meal.
I told you about this girl, by the way, because we saw her multiple times.
Shorty got a free meal, bro. She got a free meal.
No, did we eat? Yeah, but it's not that deep. It was more like
ice cream and walk.
Yeah, actually.
that's why you're not
even. Like, she asked me. Yo, she was asking me like very specific questions. And the reason that she used to, I was like, oh, like, it's been like a year and a half that I'm single. And then she said, that's not enough for me. Anyways, you're not my type. And then she kind of,
wow.
I was like, okay, that's interesting.
Did you guys hear about, I think it's Alex Cooper. She when she goes on dates now, she asks for the guy that she's on a date with for bank statements.
Yeah, I heard that. That's fucked.
Oh, who, what's her name?
Sophia.
Yeah,
her partner.
So, yeah, her ex-partner, I guess.
Yeah.
Her ex-partner. So Sophia, when she goes on dates, she asks men for their bank statements.
Breda, that's too much.
Or how much they make or whatever
it is. You're doing too much. You're doing way too much.
Like in the first few dates, bro, if not the first date.
You're doing too
much.
That's
crazy.
And her logic is like she makes like X amount of dollars per year. So she wants to have somebody that like is able like to either match or surpass that amount.
But that's not news to us, though. If you think about it, we had this episode with this girl and then she said how she met her man and it's this app. But I don't know if I wanted
Raya.
To sit in, oh yeah, whatever the name, but you know who I'm talking to, the girl. Yeah, so yeah. There's this app that you put your bank statement and whatever and then it matches you with the bank statement that you want.
Yeah,
and it's like Tinder.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
but that it makes sense, like if you don't want to like mingle with people that are below like a certain status, then there should be a dedicated app for that.
Yeah,
if you just want to fuck, there's Tinder
or Hinge
or Bumble. Y'all are sluts, bro.
What? Yo, what? Why are they looking at us like...
I mean, fuck.
I'm sorry. Who did you guys match with in Tulum?
Dude, that story...
I wasn't there.
It's legendary, bro. That story was crazy.
Okay, so next one. So he follows up with, shoot your shots right away.
My clip is empty, dog.
But I get that. But like shooting your shot, like either, I guess, like asking for like
right away,
like an Instagram or like being flirty or whatever. Yeah, because like at a certain point, we all know like small talk, like it gets dragged on for too long.
Yeah.
It's like talk, exchange Instagrams, like done. You know, have a good night. I'll message you. Mm. Done.
Yeah, facts.
That's right.
You know, some guys they don't know their cues.
How long should it last? Like the
chat.
Yeah.
For first your encounter, 5-10 minutes
fair.
Max.
Sometimes they don't understand social cues, though. People don't understand social cues.
Most people don't. Fuck.
A lot of people don't.
I'd say 5 minutes, because if you think about it, 5 minutes is kind of long.
For a conversation?
It's for a small talk.
And to think on your toes, too.
Bro, right away, like in front of you, bro.
Usually you just say something like, oh, I got to catch up with my boys, but I'll just take your Instagram right now and we'll talk.
That's my go-to line.
And I'll message you.
Me and my boys are having like a pretty important conversation now, so... I'm just gonna.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
why. Just like, yeah, me and my boys just closed a $5 million deal, so I'll talk to you later.
I'm like, yo, listen, I gotta go.
But I agree with that. Shoot your shots right away for sure.
But it depends though, because if you shoot your shot in sense of like, in a different sense, for example, like you kind of like, you know, you're like, oh, okay, but you look fine. Let's, you know, come over to my perception.
Yo, Mitch, I'm gonna be real.
I know you're gonna get rejected.
I was looking at him.
Bro, what?
Hey, yo, bro, you be reciting the Bible sometimes, bro.
Huh?
You be talking to girls for a long ass time, bro.
Listen, it's because I'm an active listener. So usually
you're an active speaker, bro. Yeah, I see you doing a lot of the talking,
bro. I'm an active listener, so I listen and then I reciprocate the energy.
Who?
Yeah,
reciprocate.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
What was the conversation on religion for fucking 3 hours?
Bro, fuck yo, I don't even. Broski, yo, she brought it up and I was dying. Carl was looking at me and I was dying inside, like, bro.
What are you doing? This guy
I was dying. Shreddy was talking about Jesus the whole time and I'm like, bro listen,
me
do
and
you?
Carl kept on saying that. We're like,
do you? I'm not a religious person and I accept the fact that you're religious. Like,
for people to know what kind of like energy Michu has, at some point in the conversation, I just imagine you saying like, by the way, Jesus is black.
Facts. That's true. That's my type. But I wouldn't say that much.
Just so people know what kind of energy you come with. Okay, so number 5 is introduce yourself and ask about them. Done.
I mean, that's the first thing to do.
But no, because sometimes people are going to like... Because sometimes people are gonna come up with a cheesy pickup line instead of like introducing themselves and just asking about the other person, or they'll be like, again, they'll drag on the conversation with something random. Like, nice skirt. Ugh. What are you looking at him for?
Cheesy pickup lines.
Bro.
He doesn't do cheesy pickup lines.
Only in DMs.
Yeah, in DMs.
In DMs, everything works.
It works.
But so we're going to skip the fact that my guy was out there doing the E3 for real.
Okay, but I said... I said, and he has only on DMs. If I have to use a cheesy pickup line, I'd use that. That's what I said.
Wait. What's the pickup line?
Here we go.
This guy said, E3, you look like a snack, whatever thingy. And I asked him, on DM. And he was like, no, in real life.
Can we talk about my record, please? My DMs works, yes or no?
I didn't say anything.
Thanks. You want to say something? Record?
Yeah. It just sounds crazy to me.
Does it work or not?
But it sounds crazy to me.
Would you use a formula that works? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, listen.
I would use that one, bro.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not fair to say, though. Huh? Because if somebody else used that pickup line, it would probably not. It wouldn't work.
Well, because you look good.
Okay. This is the cutest segment we've ever had on that episode. But it is facts, though. Number 6 is never ask questions they could use as exits.
Damn, that starts to be like some sales.
Yeah. Sales, never take no for an answer. Yeah.
Some sales advice, bro. Hey, bro.
Yo, we worked in sales. Don't ask close questions.
Yeah, so like question no questions.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I avoid the most on a date. I avoid answers that they could say yes and no to.
Yeah.
Like, you force them to have to, like, elaborate. Mm-hmm. Like, if I said, like, have you ever been to Spain? It's a yes or no. But if I say, like, you know, like, where's the last place you traveled to?
Oh.
You can't say yes or no to it. Like, you have to give an actual answer to it.
Next. Fair enough.
Huh?
Were you talking to a girl that was just yes,
yo? Oh, no? Yeah.
Bro, I deleted block. Yo, it was the driest conversation I've ever had in my life, bro.
But it's good. You active listen.
Yo, shut up.
Number 7
is a good thing.
Number 7, make them feel special.
Special.
Use light, strategic, physical touch and reciprocate.
That works.
1000%.
But I've seen. But you do it. I think we all do it.
Do I?
It's like either like a hand on the lower waist, or like when you go in to talk. You go in to talk, but like the hand on the back or on the lower waist.
Yeah.
Hand placement.
When you're like, not creepy. There's a level on the back. There's like an area.
Pressure also.
Pressure, yeah,
not
true.
Too much, but just a little bit for you to feel it, but not too like.
Because you could either like hover, you could either like touch, or you could either like really like kind of like pull in to bring the girl closer.
So I'd say I start by, you come a little bit, then I just leave it there, then just a little pressure, and then I go back on the side just to not go on the ass thing, like, you know. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to be creepy.
Then I take it off. And then blah, 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 blah. There you go a little bit. And I take it off. I do that.
See?
So it's pressure and placement, bro. Yeah.
Facts.
Pressure times placement to the power of Riz.
That's fire.
That was so good, bro. That's
nice. So, yo, we should do a diagram. Like, we show the back. We should show, like, where you should put the hand placement, the level of pressure that you should put.
Hopefully. I usually, like, go here. I'd be like, oh, hold on a second, and then...
I can't anymore,
bro. What?
What do you mean?
Hair.
First time you
like, for example... No, no, not first.
Yeah, I got...
Not first. Yo, shut up. First of all, shut up.
It's better like that.
No. You're doing like the
movies. No, first of all...
You're special. This is better on lie. You.
I've done that. It works. Listen, what you do...
Damn. Okay.
What you, bro, because the thing is that... Oh, bro, I mean...
I'm gonna let you cook, bro. Tell me.
So what I do is that, for example, we have a conversation. I'm like, oh, hold on a second. And then I'll, like, fix her hair, like, put it behind her ears.
Okay,
like
you think you're so in a movie.
Yeah, movie 1970s. Yeah.
1970s movie,
must
bro.
Must be some hentai shit, bro.
We were struggling in 1970,
no.
Bro.
No, we wasn't. We was. I get what you're saying now.
What? Did we miss a part?
That show is so slick, bro. Because he said, you said 1970s, and I went like... We were struggling in 1970s.
This guy.
That's fucked.
But all that to say, that too. Just saying. If you want to go a bit different.
Riz Lord.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Huh?
Shut up.
I don't consider myself. I don't identify as
Riz. Your body counts as otherwise. Anyways.
Why
are you laughing, bro?
I knew that shit was coming, bro. Crazy. I was laughing. I'm like, fuck.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Still. What would be a third one, though?
When you talk like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, arm. I'll do arm. Okay, next one. It says, create competition by talking to other girls. That's your type. But it works, though. In all fairness, it works. If the end goal at the end of the day is to get the girl that you're initially talking to, then creating competition with other girls is fine.
Okay, but okay.
It works or it doesn't work.
I don't create it. It just happens, and I let it happen.
They both want you.
I let it happen.
That's crazy.
Like, you get what I mean? Like I don't create it. You get what I mean? Like,
but you also embrace it. You don't accept it.
No, but that's what I said. I said I let it happen. Right. Like, it's just as, you know, I'll talk to a girl. That's the one I'm interested to, and then I'll go on.
It's friendly competition, bro. First off, like fuck you. We're in competition with other men 24/7.
That is true.
Okay? The one time that you guys are going to feel like a little bit of competition, it's going
to
work out.
And to be fair, if the girl that you're going to is really attractive, the minute that you're not talking to her, another man is already there.
Yeah.
With drinks. Literally behind like 100%. This, waiting for you, the conversation is over, and then be like,
hey. Bro, sometimes I see it happen, bro, and it's so sad. Like, it's actually so sad. I was at the cat card, bro, and I was talking to a girl, and right before, there was like a guy that was talking to her. But as soon as I walked by, she turned around and looked at me. And then I'm like, oh, hey. And then I just ordered a drink for me and her. And then the guy got his drinks, and he was like, and I'm like,
wow.
I'm
like, that's tough.
I'm like, yo. And I'm like, yo, I feel so bad. But then I just left. I was like, yo, I can't.
But no, that's respectful.
It's also just fair game. Like, you talk to a girl, and then another guy is interested also, but the girl is not interested.
Hate the
fair
game, not the player, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, but so I get what you mean, though.
Yeah, it just
felt I would let the man, like, do his thing.
Yeah, same. Okay, yeah.
Like, I'll come see her later. I'll let him, like, shoot a shot and whatever, and then I'll come around later on to talk to her.
For example, she's talking to someone and staring at me the whole time, like, bro.
Unless she's saying, like,
save me. Like, yeah. She's staring at me the whole time. She's like, and it's like, uh-huh.
Or she's like this.
Damn.
While talking to another guy.
He would get irritated. He wouldn't like it. Mm-mm. Yeah, he's like, aren't you talking to another fucking guy?
I'm good.
He's gonna say he's good. He's not gonna get turned on. He's probably gonna get turned on.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
He'd be like me.
Us. It depends.
No, bro. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I would only do one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, that's true.
Pull up.
No, fair you enough. Come.
Yeah, they come.
Yeah.
Bro, one time we're in the club, bro. This guy goes in a game with this girl. Huh?
Sorry.
Spain?
What?
Spain.
No, it was not in Spain. I just don't want to say the location.
I remember.
Whatever. You're going to know what I'm talking about.
I remember.
But wait. It was not in Spain.
It was in Spain too, but I know what
okay, I'm going to say the location. No, it was
not. Okay, well, you kind of just mentioned this before. It says give and take space. Mm. That's fair. Mm. Mm-hmm. Give them some, but then also leave them wanting more. Mm. More physical touch, we went over. Set the vibe with music and lighting.
She's at your place, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
It's getting freaky.
Set the vibe with music and lighting.
Wait, what type of music do you guys put?
I put y'all playlist on the beer, so.
Y'all? You better put some respect on my fucking playlist.
Because if you're on your phone or whatever, I see music, I go on Sergio's, and then I click. And also, Sergio has an...
a sex playlist?
XXXX playlist.
I have an XXX playlist.
You've never used mine.
I didn't see it. I just saw his, so I click on his, and I'm like, oh, nice.
We spoke about this the other day too, briefly. How good a girl smells could immediately increase her by like at least 2 or 3 points.
Yes,
1,000%.
Oh my days.
When was it?
Me, it drives me crazy.
But the amount of times I'll walk into an elevator and I'll be like, damn, someone smells good.
Yeah,
and they smell really good.
You know what rubs me the wrong way sometimes is like when you break up with your girl, and then like sometimes you'll like smell her perfume like shortly after the breakup, and you're like she's here.
You look around.
You know what? Yeah, you look around and it's not her, and you're just like,
it should have been her.
Or the cars.
I was about to say that. The cars.
When you're driving and it's like the exact same car that you used to drive. It's the worst one. She has like the most basic inside? Car that everybody has.
You guys check inside the other car?
Yeah. It happened last week. I was with you.
Yeah, I know.
Inside the what?
You get like...
You get together.
Yeah, you good. Bust around.
You guys check inside the other car.
100%. I'll speed up to catch up to the car to make sure. Yeah.
Hey, who's that?
I'll be like, I know it's not the same license plate, but let me go double check.
And then you do a mini scenario before actually going up to the car.
You're like, okay, let me prep. What should I say? What should I do? What happens if it is her? And then you pull up there, it's like some 86-year-old grandma, bro. Yeah, it's like, nah.
And then it's actually her, and then she has a guy sitting right next to her.
Crazy. And it's your best friend.
Whoa.
And she's giving him roadhead.
Yo, for real,
imagine you're driving next to a car.
I hate that.
And then you see
this.
A head, whatever, giving head.
You're like, yeah, and get it, my boy.
Yeah, get it, my boy.
It's your ex.
Yo. See, I hate...
And then the other guy's like...
I hate this. I hate this. You know, I actually hate this about us. We always go to the worst fucking possible scenario,
I mean,
bro,
if it happens, we every time. I knew it.
It's cool. Yo, we go to the worst
But imagine if it's like, it's a girl that you're actually dating. And then like right after that, she does this. And then she...
She answers your text.
She answers your text.
No. That's fine.
I'm home.
I'm crashing in the car.
I'm crashing.
Just skirt.
Fucking for sure, bro.
Okay, go give head.
I'll just fuck her best friend.
Also.
I don't understand those scenarios, bro. I've never done those. I feel like they're like impossible.
To fuck her best friend?
To get revenge on like an ex or something by fucking their best friend.
Yeah.
I've done it once, I think.
Of course.
Obviously.
Shocker.
Yeah. Ooh.
I had sex with her best friend? You had sex with her best friend?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I haven't done that. I did enemy.
And
that one girl.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I did enemy, but not.
I'd be more able to do enemy than best friend.
Yeah.
Best friend, like, I feel like I'd feel too bad doing it.
I'd still do best friend. Or like auntie or like mom.
Auntie. Mom.
Mom. 1,000% mom.
Is crazy.
Mom is insane. But I'm good with moms.
Oh.
Mom is crazy.
Oh, I don't have them anymore.
Mom is insane. Actually crazy.
But like mom, her mom is going to love me.
Oh, yeah.
That would be insane. That would be crazy.
And like if I didn't eat the girl out, I'd eat her mom though. 1,000%.
I know where you came from. That's crazy.
Still,
that's crazy.
That's wild.
1,000%.
Wow. Damn. That's wild. Nah, y'all devious. Devious activity, bro.
But would I do it now? I know in my toxic time I would. Now I'm like, I don't know. I don't have patience, buddy boy.
That time has not expired.
Nothing today. Yo.
Real quick. Would you take $1 million now or flip a coin for $50 million?
I'd take $1 million.
I saw that. No, I'd flip a coin.
I'd take $1 million now.
Bro, I'm making $1 million in my lifetime regardless. But $10 million to be able to get that opportunity right now.
You said 10 or 50?
I said 50, but it was 10.
Oh, 50, whatever. To take a chance and make $50 million right now, done.
Flip a coin.
You're still speeding
flip a coin too.
You have a coin.
But you're still speeding your process to making that. You know, 50 million with that 1 million.
No, what I'm saying is like get 1 million right now. Like, I don't care for 1 million. Because I know I'm going to get that milli regardless.
Fair.
Okay. I mean, with that milli, you can make more faster.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I know, but I'm the kind of guy that likes the process. I like the grind. I like the journey.
Exactly.
That's exactly my point.
But I would rather work. I'd rather miss out on an opportunity and leave with nothing and grind in order to have to get that 1 milli than to just automatically know that I'm getting a milli.
Okay, what if you get it?
What, the 50
process,
mil?
No more grind.
It doesn't stop, yeah, bro.
So you chose a flip.
Okay, the face is 50 pesos. Mil. This is no money. So it's if I were to flip.
That was the worst flip in the entire.
I would have lost everything.
That was a terrible flip.
That was a terrible flip.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys were fucking masters of coin flipping.
Face
is 50 mil.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good flip.
I was lost.
Lost?
Wow, fucking loser.
Damn, we're down 100 mil.
Yeah, bitch. I won.
You won?
You won 50 mil?
Yep. What can I say?
So far, we're at...
And I have 1 million because I won flip? That's crazy. So which one? Face is a 50?
Yeah, face is 50 mil.
Yeah.
Face, I won.
50-50. you can't escape the odds, bro. 50% is 50%. Lost 2-1-2.
That's crazy.
What would you guys do if you guys won 50 mil? Would you guys split
50 mil?
Like, let's say there was a circumstance that happened, like right now, that somebody was offering us that deal, and only one of us won 50 mil.
I split.
I'd say if one of us is for sure winning 50 million.
Yeah. I split.
But would you split evenly?
I would split, but I think in consideration, my fam. I'd probably give half of the 50 to my family, and then we split the rest of the 50.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it would be like an even split.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys were talking about your families.
Well, just like in general. Like,
I thought we were talking about between us.
Like, let's say someone comes with a deal. He says, okay, so everyone needs to be in the deal, but only one of you guys can win in order that you guys all take the deal.
Yeah, if it's in that way, it's fine. But if it was like an individual thing like we just did, and like only one of us won 50 mil.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't expect you to give me a quarter of what you fairly won.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah, if you take into consideration your family, then
that's why it's
like there's a portion that I'm going to dedicate to you guys for sure.
Half for yourself and your family, and then the other half you spread it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep, if I were to calculate things, because, bro, even if you do.
At the end of the day, bro, you're getting a ridiculous amount of money.
That's what I'm saying.
If I'm hearing anybody complain, I'll be like, yo, give it back.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have kept like 75% where it's family, like investments and all the other things that I want to do with the money to create more. And like the last 25%, which is still $12 million, is more than enough to take care of all of us.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. If I get a house for us and whatever, I could tell you guys like to not work for the next ever with 12 point something mil.
I would love not to work for the next ever.
What are you, a sugar baby, bro? Hustle, bro.
I never said I wasn't going to hustle.
That's literally what you just said.
I would love to work for the next ever.
Such a dumbass. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys liked the resolutions. If you guys did...
See, that's what you get.
We need a holiday. Guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon
and subscribe to our new channel,
B3.
Carl, swear to fucking God, bro.
Black Jesus.
Three, hey, two, yo. One, B3.
And it's been your boy, Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
It's your boy, Michu.
And we'll see you guys next time. De vueltas por la city, buscando una manera para poder olvidarme. Y ya son como...